Hello.
Hello, Holly. How are you? This is Sheldon.
Hi, Sheldon. How are you?
I am good. So, just got home? Yeah, just got you. I just got a text from you that you're home. Do you have the time
Oh,
or?
yes. Yes, I do.
Okay. So I just wanted to explain the process if you generally follow in terms of ghostwriting, just to, get you up to speed. So, how things are going to work, you don't exactly have a finalized draft yet, right? Or a manuscript at this time, correct?
No, I don't have
No
anything.
problem. That's no problem. That's no problem. So, absolutely no problem. When that's finalized, okay, what we're going to do is you'll send that draft to us, okay, to analyze the draft. And we'll come up with an outline, okay? An outline is going to break down your entire book into chapters or sections if required, okay?
So what are
What?
you expecting me to do? So what do you need from me?
You said you're going to have make a write-up, right?
Yeah, but I mean, I can't have a. I mean, do you want the whole manuscript?
No, not a whole
Like,
manuscript. Not a whole manuscript. You don't have to complete the entire manuscript. You have just have to give an idea of what each chapter is going to contain, so we can
Oh, so
elaborate on it.
basically a short outline.
Yeah,
Okay.
a short outline from your end, so we can elaborate on it, and we'll send a refined outline back to you. Once you approve that, we'll start working on chapter by chapter. So it's for every 1 or 2 weeks, I will send you a draft that will contain, a part of a chapter or a whole chapter, depending on the length. And we'll keep forming the book from there. We'll
Okay.
wait for each approval from you. Once you approve a draft, then we'll start working on the next draft. Okay? In case you have any corrections, you can either make the adjustments by yourself if you can, or you can come up with me on call and we can, go through them together, and they will all be adjusted in the draft that will come after it. Okay?
Okay.
Cool. So you
Now,
can take your time.
I just think I've bit off more than I was ready for. So I was actually thinking about calling to see if I could resend this and not do it, but
How about this? I have an idea. How about this? Take some time off your schedule, okay? We can have a session on call and we can come up with the outline together. I'll type it down. You can just tell me what's on your mind.
Yeah, because I only have like I have a title, I have a main character, I have setting, I don't have point of view, I don't have a protagonist, I don't have a conflict, I do have a theme, but I don't have all those other things as of yet. This is my
What's the book about?
first
Tell
book.
me the gist of it.
I'm on the phone, honey. The book is about a young woman coming out of college, and the theme is finding your belonging as a young adult. I'm hoping for it to actually become a trilogy, like a three. It's a Christian romance, and I'm wanting. She's just coming out of college. She's had a very rough life. And she has never really had a place to call home. So the theme is finding your belonging in Christ through your relationship with him.
Okay.
And I want to do it in a, and I, then I have her best friend who's going to support her. And she's an African American adopted young woman with two white parents. She's very strong-willed. I'm thinking that she's going to be my main character's kind of support system. And then also the main character, she is also transitioning from having a belief system in the New Age movement, but she becomes the Christian, and the conflict is her fiance is not wanting to change his that line of religion as well, and or that line of, I don't even say, I guess, of worship, and he doesn't want to change that. So her dilemma is going to be, you know, does she stay and continue in the relationship because they're engaged to be married, and or does, you know, or does he change in the book?
A drama, slice of life altogether.
Yeah, and then I only have three. That's the only three characters that I have.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have their names planned out. I don't have anything. But the one, the first book theme is it's going. I want everything set in the deep South. I'm from. I love the South. I want it to be in the Georgia area. I want the. I almost want to call it like a coffee shop trilogy because I'm thinking she's going to come out of college and she's going to start her own coffee shop, and it's going to become a place where everyone can worship, but it's going to be almost like her relationship with God grows, and as she grows, what comes out of the coffee shop is more than just coffee. It's going to be like advice and relationships. And, you know, I don't have it all mapped out yet. Yeah, but so that's kind of the gist of it. That's very much just the basic gist of it.
Yeah,
I've only done short stories. I haven't I've only done poetry and short stories. I am an English teacher, but that doesn't mean I can write.
Don't worry about it. That's what we're here for. That is what we are here for.
But I want to do this, and so anyway, but I want it to become a trilogy, or maybe even more than that. It just depends on how she develops through the first book. The first theme is belonging. The second theme is foundations in Christ, and then the third, but it's all through Christian romance, and then the third is through transformation.
Wow.
So it's like, so it's belonging, finding where you belong, and then finding your foundation, and then actually completely transforming from into a better frame of mind or what you used to be or whatever. That last one is iffy. So, and that one might change. So that's really all I have at this point.
Have you looked up Georgia?
I live in Georgia.
Oh, okay. That's something I didn't know.
Yeah, I live in Georgia. So.
Okay.
And.
Okay. So you can actually map out the settings very well then.
I'm sorry, I can hear the person in the background more than I can you.
Oh, my bad.
Hello?
Is it better now?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So what I'm saying, you can map out your scenarios better because you actually live in Georgia, so you know the regions very well. You can, you know, describe it in a very good manner, and you can tell us exactly where to look to get an idea of what the setting's going to be. That's very good. Sometimes it happens the writer has a specific kind of area planned out but has no idea what it looks like. And then we're just lost.
I'm sorry that I'm so green and naive.
No, it's fine. Trust me, you have a lot more than what most people bring to us, okay?
Okay. I thought I had to
Trust me, some people just bring up, I have this idea. Do something about it.
No.
To pretend to be magicians at that time.
No. I mean, I want to be a very active participant. I would rather have it to the point where I'm doing more critiquing together in an editing process.
Yes.
But I'm not at
that
point.
That is how it's
going to
work. That is how it's going to work.
Wow.
I'm going to send you
okay.
a draft. If you want to edit it out, you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
You have the option. That's
okay.
why we always tell our, you know, every client has the option. If you want to make any changes, just pick a different colored font, add what you want, send it back to us, and we'll integrate it into the book.
Okay.
It's
and,
a give and take.
Okay. And I am working directly with you, or is it just a whole team or just you?
No, I am basically going to be managing the entire project. There's a team of writers that will be dedicated to you. Okay. I will be basically the bridge between you and the writers.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And also, how long would you recommend for chapters and pages? I know the general little count is like 35,000 words, but I didn't know how to break those up into chapters and scenes and all of that as well, or do they worry about that?
There's not the necessary, you know, you can, I'd say, since you plan making a trilogy, right?
Mm-hmm.
I
or longer.
Yeah, or longer. So I said 200 to 50 pages
mm-hmm.
is good for a novel that's a slice of life. So you can bring smaller
okay.
volumes, but you can elaborate more on each volume, right?
Okay.
You get
okay.
more settings out of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So how about this? How about this? Take a
mm-hmm.
week. Take a week to yourself, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Decide on some basics.
Mm-hmm.
Next week, Monday, we sit down, okay? I'll open
mm-hmm.
a Word document on my end. I'll make a basic template for an outline. We'll decide
mm-hmm.
on the initial chapters, and then we'll work from it from there, okay?
Okay. All right. All right. Thank you so much.
No problem at all, Holly. We're here to help.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Perfect.
All right.
So
right.
next week, okay, I'll
mm-hmm.
text you, and we'll decide on the time, and let's do a session, okay?
Okay. All right. Wonderful. You have
Perfect.
A wonderful day.
You
all
too.
Right.
Any
Thank
other
you.
Questions that you have, Holly?
Well, on the I accepted the invite to the working program that you sent me.
The teamwork, right?
Teamwork, yeah. And it had a little section down there called billable hours. What is that?
That's basically, teamwork has a lot of things that it can do. Billable
mm-hmm.
hours is one of the things we don't use. It's just there for no reason.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
I can add,
like, oh, Lord.
Basically, teamwork is basically an art for collaboration between, it can run an entire company in collaboration. Okay. So if you
mm-hmm.
have your employees on there, you can, you know, make their hours billable and stuff like that. You can add for automatic calculations. We don't do that.
Mm.
We basically use it for correspondence. It makes it much easier for us. So we don't actually use that
okay.
part of teamwork. Yeah.
Okay. So it's not something where you're going to go, oh, by the way, I worked on this for 2 more hours than I anticipated. Here's
nah,
your bill.
No.
Okay.
It's not like that. Don't worry about
okay.
it. There are All absolutely right. no hidden charges with us. Okay. You don't have to worry
okay.
about it.
Okay.
Okay.
So I was Oh, well, thank you, Sheldon. You made me so much better. I didn't realize I had more on the table than what other people had. And I really, my sister's a writer, and so I thought that I was going to have, she's actually highly published, and she writes just the opposite of what I write. she writes erotica. I'm writing Christian romance. So
okay.
So
there's yeah, absolutely vanilla in comparison.
Yeah. So, but anyway, so I thought I was gonna have. She was telling me you're gonna have to have all this done. Blah, blah, blah. So anyway, I was
but
just panicking.
She is the writer because she is the writer. That's a different story.
Mm-hmm.
You have our ghostwriting package, right? So in ghostwriting, you just give us details or basics. You can say fine. You give us the foundation. We make the building.
But can it evolve as I keep going in the trilogy? Can it evolve to where I'm more just the author?
Yeah.
Will that be a possibility as I keep going? Because I just want to kind of practice and then become my own.
Yeah, definitely. Look,
Awesome.
whatever we write is not going to be ours. That is your property. Don't worry about
No, but I just mean as I develop and everything as a writer.
Yeah,
So.
you can actually, when we're developing, the reason why we send drafts is so you can adapt towards the general way of writing and how things are done. Once you're done with the first book, you should know how publishing works, what are copyrights and stuff like that. So those are required. We also, if you have any extra questions, we also assign a strategist to each project. Okay, eventually, once we start working on the book, the strategist is going to contact you for things you're going to need eventually for your book. Okay. Right now it's
This
not
is
that time,
afterwards.
so I'm not actually introducing the person because we haven't actually started working on the book. So once we start working, we start rolling out drafts, then we'll talk about other things. Okay?
Okay. All right. All right.
Perfect,
Well,
Holly.
thank you so much. I feel so much better.
Thank you, Holly. And
Okay.
oh,
You have
have
a
a good day.
wonderful. You
And
too. Bye-bye.
bye-bye.